we'll start the next chapter in Yoredeya that Rav Nosson Zal speaks about, which is Hilchoy Simone Oif Toher, the signs through which we can identify a kosher bird. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simone Oif Toher Loi Nemru Batoira. In the written Torah, we don't find any clear signs given how to differentiate between kosher bird and non-kosher bird. Now, Rav Nosson Zal discusses this in a few halachas. Paragraph Aleph, Ki ha'oifoi sein bebechinas Torah shebal peh, bechinas Mishnah, bechinas Malach Memtes, kanizker le'el, behilchas bosor shenesalim and ayin halacha beis. We know that birds correspond to Torah shebal peh, correspond to Mishnayis, correspond to the Malach Memtes, who is the chief angel in heaven, who is called in the Torah several times a bird. Angels are called birds. They fly like birds. And we discussed this earlier in Hilchas Bosor Shnesalim and Ayin Halacha Beis. V'alkein loy nichtavu simoneim b'Torah. Now you could understand why the identification marks of birds are not discussed in the Torah Shebichsav, v'nimsru l'chachomim b'alpeh, but rather they were given over to the rabbis. It's part of the Torah Shebalpeh. Aval behemois v'chayois shem lamatam en oifes kanal, whereas behemois and chayos, who are on a lower level than birds, sheshom hisgabrus koyach hamedama v'koyach habemis b'yoyser, there the behema aspect is stronger than in a bird. V'alkein achizosom b'chinas Torah shebichsav. That's why behemos and chayos, they're plugged into Torah shebichsav. Shu b'chinas K'soiv zois zikoroin basefer, as Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, write this down in a sefer, in the Torah Shebichsav. Sheshom achizas hamedame. We know that by Torah Shebichsav, there the achiza of koyach hamedame and koyach habehemius is stronger. Ki hazikoroin hu bechinas koyach hamedame, kamoshikos of Rabbeinu Shem Besamin Yutes. Because zikoroin is associated with koyach hamedame, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 19 in Likut Imran. Ayin Shem, look over there. V'alkein nichtevu simonim b'Torah Shebichsav. And that's why the simonim for Behema and Chaya are, yes, documented in the Torah Shebichsav. Kishom achizosim kanal, because that's where they're plugged in. Behemois and Chayas are plugged into the Torah Shebichsav. Oifois, birds, are plugged into Torah Shebalpeh. V'chein iso b'ksovim. And this is also explained in the writings of the Arizal. Shebechinas Torah Shebichsav yoyredes lehislabesh yoyser lamato bebechinas asiyah. That the Torah Shebichsav goes further down than the Torah Shebalpeh. It reaches down to asiyah, to the lowest of the worlds. Sheshom ikar hisgabrus koyach hamedama koyach habehemius. It's in the olam ha'asiyah, the lowest of the worlds, that you have the strongest forces of medama, of behemius, that are prevalent. Sheshom bechinas behemois v'chayos shemizgabra bem koyach habehemius yois menoifes. That's where you have the behemus and chayos, where the behema in them is stronger and more severe than in birds. Ki heim hoilchem al arba, because behemus and chayos walk on four legs. They're four-legged animals. They walk on their hands and feet. As we discussed earlier, elaborately, in Hilchas Simone Behema V'chaya Tohoira, Halacha Aleph, there Rav Nosson Zal had expounded on this. Aval Torah Shebal Peh Hu Bechinas Yitzira, whereas Torah Shebal Peh is not Asiyah. Torah Shebal Peh corresponds to the Olam HaYitzira, above the Olam Ha'asiyah, Shehu Bechinas Malach Memtes Kanal. That's the world of the angels, of which the leader is the Malach Memtes, which corresponds to Mishnah, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Shemishom Ha'oifois, that's where the birds are plugged in. V'alkein loy nichtavu simoneim b'toiro. And it's for this reason that the simonim, the identification marks of birds, that this differentiation between kosher and non-kosher are not written in the Chumash, in the Torah Shebichsav. V'alkein oif, paragraph beis, V'alkein oifois tohirim heim yoisem en atmeim, u'babehemes lehepech. The Kimoy Shomro Chazal in Chulin Daf Samach Gimel. This is why you'll find an interesting thing. When it comes to birds, there are more kosher species of birds than unkosher. When it comes to behemois and chayois, there are more non-kosher than kosher. Ki lemato ba'asiyo achizosam bi'oiser. Because downstairs, in the olam ho'asiyo, in the lowest of the worlds, there the achiz of the sitrachra of behem and chay is stronger. V'alkein ha'behemois she'me'asiyo, alkein ha'tmeim yoisem en atohirim. That's why behemois, which are associated with the lowest world, there the non-kosher are more than the kosher. Aval ha'oifos, whereas when it comes to birds, shehem b'chinas yitzira, who are associated with a higher level world, the olam ha'yitzira, the olam ha'malachim, sheshom ein achizas ha'sitrachra kol kach, there the sitrachra cannot attack so much. Al kein ha'tohir em b'yoisem en atmeyim. This is why we find that there are more kosher species of birds than non-kosher. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeo gam kein ma'asham razal, and this is also what the Gemara says. Oif toher, well, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I think. Oif toher nechal b'masoiris. That regarding kosher birds, if the Jewish people have a tradition, if the rabbi tells you that he heard from his rabbi, who heard from his rabbi, that this is a kosher species, we can rely on that. That's one of the ways that we know which are the kosher ones. Bamasoret. Shenimsar mi peh el peh, which was given over from mouth to mouth. Shehu oif Torah, that this is a kosher bird. Ukamay shamru, and as it says in the Gemara, Nemon hatsayod loymar oif ploini hiterli rebi hatsayod. The hunter, the sheikhet, is believed to say that this kind of bird, my rabbi, who was a sheikhet, you know, told me that this is a kosher kind of bird. Ki ikr simone hoifois veheterom hurak bamasoiris mi pel pe, b'chinas tor shebal pe kanal. Because the signs of a kosher bird are through tradition, through mi pel pe, it's tor shebal pe. We can't rely on the identification things that are written about birds, because birds are associated with Torah Shebal Peh. It has to be a tradition that was passed down from generation to generation, that the rabbi taught his student that this is a kosher kind of bird. K'may Shamru, as it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai u mesara le Yeshua v Yeshua is kevim ki dvorim shebal peh yator shalom ram b'chsav. Because there's a famous quote in the Gemara from Gemara Gittin Daf Samach that things that are bal peh you're not allowed to write down. There are certain things in Judaism in Klal Yisrael that were given over as traditions bal peh from rabbi to student, which they were not permitted to write down. It had to be a masoira. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude the first halacha of Hilchas Simonei Oif Tohar. We'll start the next one, halacha Beis. Simonei Oif Tohar Lo Nisparshu Batoira. The identification marks of a kosher bird are not written in the Chumash. V'amru Chazal, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Samach Gimel, Oif Tohar Nechol B'masoiris. That the way you can, what allows you to eat a bird and to know that it's from a kosher type is the traditions that our people received from the previous generations. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu b'mayim ramaschil b'tach b'ashem v'asei toiv b'simen ayin tes. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah ayin tes in Likut Imran, which is entitled b'tach b'ashem v'asei toiv, sheyesh b'chinas malach mem tes u'b'chinas shakai. Hainu b'chinas sheishes me'achoyl u'b'chinas Shabbos. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpotim, I believe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews have sinned with the golden calf, they're a bunch of so-and-sos, and therefore I ain't traveling with you anymore. Because if I travel with you and you pull any more of the shtick, I'm going to burn all of you. I'm going to wipe out all of you. There won't be anything left of you. So you're better off not having me travel with you. So I'm going to send my angel instead. And Hashem said, but I'm warning you, Al Tamer boy, Don't get confused in him. Don't exchange him. Don't switch him for me. Ki shmi bekirboy, because my name is in him. In other words, he carries my name, but don't mix him up. Don't think he's me. It's not me. He's an angel. This is a pasuk written in the Chumash and in the Gemara and in the Tikkuni Zohar. There's tremendous discussion about this, that this refers to the chief angel in heaven, one of the most important angels in heaven, who's called the Malach Memtes. This is one of the angels where we don't pronounce his name. His name is spelled Memtes Reish Vav Nun, Matat, and then Roin. We don't say it. It's one of the angels whose names we're not allowed to say, because the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah explain that, and it's mentioned, I think, even in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions it in one place, that when you mention an angel's name, you're summoning him. And if you're not the right guy to summon an angel, if you don't have any proper purpose of summoning angel, he'll take out his baseball bat and he'll show you how upset he is, how concerned he is about the fact that you summoned him. So therefore, normally we are not allowed to mention the names of angels, except for those exceptions which were adapted as Jewish names, such as the Malach Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. Those angels were allowed to pronounce their names. The other ones, Asur Behechleit, to mention their names. Like we say the Samach Mem. We don't say his name, the angel. So here, this angel is known as Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun. The gematria of his name is Shin Dalad Yud, is 314, exactly like Hashem's name. And the Tikkun Zohar explains a lot about this angel, how this angel corresponds to the Shish. This angel is the one who Hashem gives authority during the 6 days of the week. Kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem puts him in charge during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, Hashem pushes him aside. So this angel corresponds to the 6 days of the week, to the six spheroids, Chesed, Gvur, Tvesna. He corresponds to Mishnayis, to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Kosher, Posel, Tomei, Toher, Osur, Mutter, those six. So now Rav Nosson Zal here quotes from Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbeinu Zal says over there, there's the Malach Memtes, and there's Shin Dalad Yud, which happens to be the gematria of his name, but Shin Dalad Yud is Hashem, it's Hashem's name. Hainu b'chinas sheishes simei achol. The Malach Memtes corresponds to the 6 days of the week. The Zohar Kodesh uses the wording sheshultanosei b'chol. He rules during the 6 days of the week. And then there's b'chinas Shabbos, which is only Hashem kaviyochol. Hainu, Rabbein Ezal says there, ki yesh b'nei odom shein b'chinas sheishes simei achol. B'chinas Malach Memtes. Shu b'chinas kosher posel tomei toros muter. There are Jews who are like the 6 days of the week. Hot, cold, kosher, 1 minute religious, 1 minute not religious, 1 minute tomei, 1 minute toher. They're not yet firmly established in their Yiddishkeit. 1 minute they're doing good things, 1 minute they're doing bad things, Rahman al-Islam. So they correspond to this Malach Memtes, who corresponds to the 6 days of the week, which is this concept of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which is full of kosher, posel, tamei, toher, osur, muter, zigzag, back and forth, not established yet, bouncing back and forth. Hainu she'ein lehem naicha. These people have not yet come to rest. They're not in park yet. They're in drive and reverse, drive and reverse. They're going back and forth. They're not yet in park, which is Bechinas Shabbos. Shabbos is called Menucha. Shabbos is when we rest, when we're in park. Ki einam kivuim bavoidosom ubitshuvosom bishleimus tamid. They're not yet established in their tshuva, in their avoidas Hashem. They're not yet 100%. Rak lefomim noifel yehuri tshuva. Sometimes he gets an inspiration of tshuva and he becomes religious for a few minutes or for a few hours or for a few days. But then afterwards he falls back. Pam kosher, pam posel, pam toher, pam tomei. Sometimes he's kosher, sometimes posel, just like the Mishnah, Shisha Sura Mishnah. Aval hat tzadikim, whereas the true tzadikim heim bebechinas Shabbos. We compare them to Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas tshuva. Shabbos also corresponds to tshuva. The command in the Torah to do tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. Shavto is shin based off Shabbos. So Shabbos is bechinas tshuva, but Shabbos is bechinas shakai. Hashem's name shakai. Hainu sheyesh lehem naicha. Shedai. Enough. Enough bouncing back. I ain't bouncing back and forth. I'm here. I'm here to stay. I'm firmly established. The concept of menucha. Shetshuva shalohem b'menucha b'kviyas tamid. Their tshuva has reached a point where they're solidly, they're at rest, they're at peace. Ki heim doichen ora legamri. They've gotten rid of the ra completely. Ve'elu hatzadikim heim moisrim nafshon b'shvil Yisrael. And these tzadikim, they put their life on the line for Klal Yisrael. Ki heim royim shiflusam v'chashivus gedulas Yisrael. Because they recognize how low they are. They look at themselves as being nothing, very lowly, and they look at Klal Yisrael as being the most respectable, the most wonderful, the greatest that could be. Kimavur Sham Hetev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very elaborately over there in Torah Ayin Tes, Ayin Sham. Look over there and you'll get more information on this. This is the introduction to this halacha. From here, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take off. Paragraph Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to start discussing the Simone Oifos.